I'm Alan Huddleston. I am the Director of Avian Swine and Aquatic Animal Health with USDA APHIS's Veterinary Services.
Today you're talking about some updates with APHIS defending the flock and our poultry industry here in the U.S. Alan, what's the latest happenings?
Thanks, Nicole. So I'm excited to announce that today USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is launching a new outreach campaign, Defend the Flock, which is focused on protecting U.S. poultry from the spread of infectious poultry diseases through everyday, every time practice of good biosecurity principles. This Defend the Flock campaign to promote biosecurity combines and updates two previous campaigns that were each targeted at a specific segment of the poultry population. This new campaign emphasizes the need for everyone who works with or owns poultry to work together to protect the health of all our poultry flocks. Our previously offered campaigns were aimed at two different segments of the poultry population. That included backyard poultry owners, and the other was aimed at commercial poultry industry. USDA had developed the backyard campaign following the exotic Newcastle disease outbreak in 2002-2003, and we added the commercial campaign following the highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak in 2014 and 2015. And so each of these campaigns was really successful in their own right, but we felt that by combining them now and emphasizing shared responsibility, USDA will improve its ability to promote biosecurity and protect avian health across the country.
You were one of the people on the ground during the avian flu outbreak. Can you give us a little overview of kind of your involvement and how that's really changed things in the poultry industry?
So back in the 2014-2015 outbreak with HPAI, I was on one of Veterinary Services incident management teams. And in that role, I was deployed to Washington State and then to Minnesota and Iowa for different elements of the response. What I observed when I was on the incident management team and during those responses was the devastating impact that HPAI could have on our commercial industry, as well as in Washington State in some of our backyard poultry producers. The disease really came in and wreaked havoc on so many of so many aspects of the poultry sector, and it did take an amazing effort on both the state and industry and USDA's part to resolve and eradicate the disease in 2014-2015. Both a significant amount of human resources, a significant amount of money had to go into that response. Not to mention what it did to just our general consumers and the impact that it had on available product. So our goal and what we learned coming out of that was that because risk of infectious disease never really goes away and is always there, one of the things that we can have control over is biosecurity and how we can protect ourselves and our producers and growers and enthusiasts alike can implement biosecurity practices to keep disease out and mitigate the chance of disease entering their facilities and minimize the opportunity for diseases like HPAI or virulent Newcastle disease to make an incursion into their facilities.
As part of defending the flock, what are some of the biosecurity practices that you're encouraging?
Certainly. So with Defend the Flock, we have some new resources that we wanted to promote for our listeners. And those are one of the most handy ones are these new checklists that we have created. Right now there are four up on the website. One of them looks at the mitigation steps that an individual can take around personnel and visitors to minimize the chance of either workers or visitors bringing disease onto the farm. Another checklist looks at some of the activities that you can take to clean and disinfect your property to minimize the chance of infectious disease getting onto the farm. Also, another that looks at equipment and vehicles. And finally, those mitigation strategies you can use to keep wild birds, rodents, and insects off of your farm.
Looking at maybe who this would apply for, if you maybe have some ducks in a pond, a few chickens in the backyard, or maybe selling eggs at the farmer's market, or really are a commercial poultry producer, who this is really impacting and why do those cross over?
Great question, Nicole. And the new campaign, Defend the Flock, is meant to be comprehensive and looking across all aspects of the U.S. poultry population. In fact, that's why we're combining them together. So this is meant to be a message to all of the aspects, all players in the U.S. poultry industry, whether they be the small backyard producer, enthusiast, or up to our larger commercial production facilities. What it really is, our key message is that we all have a role to play, and we need to work together to protect all of our poultry operations in the country.
A lot of eyes are paying more attention to emerging diseases like African swine fever, and while that's not in the U.S., how is this campaign and looking at the poultry industry part of that increased biosecurity effort?
So biosecurity can apply across any of the animal commodities. So certainly whether that be in the swine industry or in the cattle industry or even in the aquaculture industry. So I think that you can look at biosecurity principles as a key tool that all producers across all commodities should be looking at and implementing to mitigate the chances of infectious disease coming onto their farms.
Birds moving south for the winter, what's the risk of avian flu again and really the damage that it caused the last time around?
So as I noted before, the risk of infectious disease really never goes away. It's something that we don't have specific control over, in particular, wild bird migrations throughout their natural lifespan. So what we do have control over, though, are those types of activities on our own farms that can help mitigate the chance of those uncontrollable situations from spreading disease to our domestic birds. And that can include good biosecurity practices.
Ellen, any last comments to leave us with?
Yeah, really what I'd say is we've seen great strides in biosecurity since 2015, but biosecurity is really an everyday, every time effort. And to sustain good practices takes awareness, training, and reminders, which our new Defend the Flock campaign is poised to do. So we just say, let's all work together to defend our nation's flocks.